Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow podcast, and today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, and the passage is in reference to the Lord Jesus going to prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, he has already called out Peter, James, and John. They're walking with him, and he encouraged them to pray. As he encourages them to pray at a particular place, this is what the Bible says. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. I want to zero in on this one phrase. He went a little farther. This epitomizes our Savior's life among men. He went a little farther. We find him here going a little bit farther in prayer. He went a little bit farther in care. He went a little bit farther in service to humanity. He always went a little farther. You know, though he felt the same weaknesses that you and I feel, though he experienced the same heartaches that you and I have experienced, and though he's experienced pains, both physical, mental, emotional, we find him the man who went a little farther. If we're going to be able to endure, if we're going to be able to persevere, if we're going to be able to grow and flourish as Christians, there's going to be a stretching that takes place, that's going to have to take place. And it takes place when we go a little bit farther than we've gone in the past. When we remove ourselves from that comfort zone and we decide to take one more step, stay up a little bit later, read one more page, write one more letter, give one more dollar. Whatever it may be, the distinction between growing and glowing Christians is that they go a little bit farther. They do. Now, we find the Lord Jesus is an example to the saints of God. As believers, His Spirit abides within us to set us apart from the rest of the world, to set us apart in love, in patience, in orderliness, in tenacity, and integrity. We ought to go a little farther. It's not a matter of talent or natural gifts, but desire to honor the Lord that should set us apart. As Christians, we of all people should know how to endure hardness as good soldiers. We know that the war has been won. We have the Lord Jesus to encourage us. Hebrews 12:3 says, "Consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind." You know, as you go a little bit farther in your exercise of Christian virtues, you're going to find that as you go, He will be the one that will help take you even farther. There's an interesting passage in 2 Corinthians 8:3 in reference to the Macedonians who gave toward missions. The Bible says, "And they gave beyond their power." Now that's fascinating. Because, see, you and I cannot give beyond our power unless we've given what we have within our power. And I'm not just thinking about money. I'm thinking about energy. I'm thinking about time. I'm thinking about effort. Going that extra step a little bit farther. You know, not only in this category of pursuit of goals and pursuit of service and all of that, but I want you to consider this. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, in that great Sermon on the Mount, when he made reference to the Beatitudes, he says, "If you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others?" I mean, if you love those that love you, what do ye more than others? If you give to those who give to you, what do ye more than others? But when you can learn to love those that hate you and pray for those that despitefully use you, and give to those who can't give back. Now you're going a little bit farther. That's Christianity. That's Christlikeness. And that's what we read in Matthew 26, verse 39. He went a little farther. May God help you this week to go a little bit farther. Have a great day.